This is Heart to Heart Podcast, hosted by Lina Kevlani, Artazar.com, online art gallery.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Lina Kevlani on the Heart to Heart Podcast. Thank you for listening to us. This is a very, very, very special episode. This is where I'm going to bring to you and introduce to you some of the artists that we are working with at World Art Dubai. World Art Dubai is where the world's art comes together. It returns to the Dubai World Trade Center for its landmark 10th year from May 5th to 5, 2024. This will also be Artazar's 5th year of being at World Art Dubai. The 2023 edition welcomed more than 15,000 visitors and hosted 4,000 plus artwork pieces from 300 plus renowned galleries and solo artists, all hailing from 50 plus countries. World Art Dubai is so special to us at Artazar because we actually launched in 2019, from the stand of Remart Gallery. And I would love to take this opportunity to thank Rafa Abdul Razak from Remart Gallery, who allowed us to be there and launch Artazar from her stand. Hence, we always say World Art Dubai is Artazar's first home because we started there. This year, what we wanted to do was bring to you some of the artists that we're hosting at World Art Dubai at our stand. And I wanted you to get to know them better before the show, get to hear from them, get to hear what kind of pieces they're creating. So with me today, I have Daria Sokolova. Hi, Daria.
Hi, Lina. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. And I have Medha Nirurkar.
Hi, Lina. I'm Medha from India. I'm a contemporary artist.
Fantastic. And I have Jigyasa Patel.
Thank you, Lina. Thank you for having me here. I'm Jigyasa from India.
Fantastic. And I have Alina O'Dwyer.
Hi, Lina. Thank you so much for inviting.
Oh, that's fantastic. By the way, this year we're so proud because Artazar's breakup of artists is as diverse and unified as the nationalities that live in the UAE. So first, let's start with Daria. How are you doing, Daria?
Very well, Lina.
Daria, where are you from?
So I was born in Almaty, Kazakhstan. And from the age of 7, I was attending a local school of the arts with a prime focus on the fine art. So in 2008, I came to Dubai for the first time and pursued my bachelor degree in business administration and design and advertising.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So and in the past 6 years, I've lived in Singapore. Ooh. With my family. So I've come from making macrame pieces for weddings or for home decor and for the family photo shoots to conducting resin masterclasses and working with Singapore local cafes and societies in designing and executing art projects.
Ooh, and you're excited to be here at World Art Dubai?
Very, very. So I'm back in Dubai now. And it's something that I'm looking forward to.
Fantastic. Tell us a bit about your art pieces that you're displaying.
Well, interestingly enough, I never considered myself as a portrait artist. So I've always been drawn into landscapes and still life. And it all started when I was in the process of moving from Singapore back to Dubai.
Okay.
And for the 3 months, we were just traveling in Central Asia and the UK. And it wasn't very feasible for me to bring all my art materials with me. So okay. I only had my iPad. And I just started drawing my daughters, who were always with
cute.
Me. Yeah. And I love just capturing the lively emotions. So I've got lots of sketches of them just laughing and being surprised and making funny faces, etc. So that's been really something that developed in the process.
So your pieces at World Art Dubai are actually inspired by your daughters.
Yeah, that's where it all started. And after we came and settled in Dubai, where I had the access to all my art materials and the paints. So that's where the further exploration into the portrait painting practice started. And you know that I've always had a wide range of arts and crafts available at home because I want my children to feel free to use them as well.
Nice.
And I thought, why can I not use them all in my artworks too?
Right?
Yeah, and once I opened that box that I was limiting myself to, I just unlocked the limitless possibilities to express myself in my art.
Ooh, fantastic. Oh, Daria, we're looking forward to this. I'm sure everyone, please pass by and see Daria's art pieces. We will be, as Artizar, on stand OB10, OB1, OB2, and OB3. So please pass by and have a look at Daria's pieces, inspired and started off with a journey from Singapore to Dubai.
Thank you.
And now we have Medha Nerukar. Hi, Medha.
Hi. Hi, Lina. How are you?
Good. Medha is from Mumbai, India.
Yes, yes.
And she's a contemporary artist.
Yes, yes.
And tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah. Basically, I'm a pharmacist by profession.
Oh, here we have a doctor.
But I used to work for GlaxoSmithKline. But
okay.
After moving to Dubai,
yeah.
I chose passion over my profession and I started painting.
So Glaxo's loss is our gain.
Yes. my passion from childhood, I used to like to do the paintings.
Nice.
But because of my work, because of my kids, I could not, pursue my passion.
Fantastic.
Once my children were little, bigger, then I started doing painting and professionally.
Nice.
I started. Actually, I feel that art is what you see, what you feel, and then what you express. And it is the amalgamation of all with your creativity.
Got it.
It comes. Actually, during COVID, I felt that people have lost their hopes. They have become a little mentally depressed. And then I thought that that inspired me actually to change my type of artworks I used to make into the sociological and psychological, type of artworks.
Fantastic.
And then it started reflecting. Now I am doing Mind and Me series, in which I am incorporating social and psychological aspects of human nature and its coexistence in a contemporary style with geometrical abstracts.
That is beautiful. I've seen those, guys. You have to check it out. It is very, very powerful. Very, very simply done, but so much power and story in it.
Yes. And my all works are thematic. I don't like to work without a theme.
Without a theme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not like
so
me.
So last year, so all my artworks are thematic. And I put a lot of efforts, to bring that all the situation together.
Bring the stories.
And with the proper color use and proper, different shades of use and colors. Yeah.
Okay, so here we have one who does portraits, one who does contemporary, and from two different countries. And now we have Jigyasa Patel, one of the quietest and the shyest artists we have, guys. So let's give her a little bit of space. She's going to breathe. She's going to introduce herself.
Hey, Lina. Thank you. So, as you rightly introduced, art is my medium of expression, and that is my voice. I have been an arts educator for the last 10 years, alongside practicing, or rather experiencing art. I've done my formal education in design. However, over the years, I felt that, traditional medium, no offense, of course, has been too restrictive for me, which allowed or opened up a portal for me to, opened up a portal for me to just release and flow. So my piece, which is called The Source,
right,
it's inspired by my inner experiences and wisdom, because my initial work started when I was feeling lost, where to go, and then I realized it's just within, and you just go back to the source.
True.
So the kind of media I used for this was mixed media, because I feel, when you want to reach the source, there should be no restrictions. And
nice.
That is the interplay of textures, colors, fluidity. And I think even World Art Dubai 2024 with Artizar is part of the flow, and that's why I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
oh, that's, I think, the longest I've heard her speak, guys. Really, really. And, we have an abstract, beautiful abstract piece called The Source. Absolutely love it. And I think people are really, really going to appreciate it. And from there, we have someone who's coming in with a horse portrait. Please, let's welcome Alina O'Dwyer. Alina, where are you from?
Hello, my name is Alina O'Dwyer. I am originally from Russia, but about, I think, 10 years, we were living in Europe with my family.
Nice.
And about 2 months, we moved to Dubai.
Oh, you're only 2 months old?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Welcome to our city.
Thank you so much. I did my degree in clinical psychology, and I was working in this field for a while, but my heart was always in the art. And during all moving, I started the photography. About 5 years, I was working as a photographer, like making wedding and travel photography. But during the COVID, as you know, with travel restrictions, it wasn't very easy. And I would say COVID gave me two children, my daughter Amelia, and I was reborn like an artist, like a painter.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah, this is when I start my art. I started with female portrait, like Daria, and I did a lot, but in one day I came to wild nature. So when you're traveling, you're always watching cities and beautiful architecture, but sometimes you're bored from this. And we did a lot of travel, actually, to India, to South America, where we was watching wild nature, and it was amazing. I made some photos as a reference, so I'm using this reference for some of my paintings. And on Walla Dubai, I present my horse, a colorful horse with silver background. I choose this horse because I think it's, it appears like where I introduce my style. Horse is colorful and very bright, and I like we have some silver background on the back. So this is why I choose this one.
Oh, that's amazing. So here we have four different people, four different styles, all being coming together at Artazar. And we are absolutely grateful that you're all with us. I know, guys, we have a lot of women here, but trust me, we have men in the men at Artazar as well. We have Ayongi, we have Jude, we have Rohit, we have Dulal, and we have Roy. So we do have a few men. And it's just not a whole women's run gallery, before anybody says. And I think, you know, okay, I know that a lot of you haven't seen each other's work. I've been blessed to go through this process since August. It's been a very long journey for me. But I have to tell you, each one of you is so different from the other. And when we put it up together in a big collective gallery, I am so proud that we have some of the best pieces, I feel. And each one, you know, when I would see it and I would read your text before we would submit it to the curators, and I'd be like, oh my God, what a thought. You know, oh my God, how did she do this? Because each one of you was so different that nobody was similar to the other. Your strokes, your use of palette knife, your use of mixed media, your use of expressing yourself using portraits, you talking about mind in me, you know, Rohit's photography, and it's just different. And I think that is what the power of art is. You know, I believe each one of us is an artist. I know we all, as Jigyasa says, we express ourselves differently. And I'm so glad that we're all expressing ourselves together. So is there anything else anyone would like to add? Would you like to invite your friends and family? Go for it.
No, I just wanted to mention that talking about the differences, that I think we are changing the history here. If you think about all the old school art, like salon paintings.
True.
Yeah, so it's completely gone now. And it's amazing to see how everyone can just express themselves differently. So that's actually one of the inspiration behind my portraits, is that so the inspiration is the crossroads of the cultures and racial differences that I've experienced in the past decade of my life. But there is a connection to each other, and in the way that we express our humanity, connection to the nature that surrounds us. And I think because everyone is different, so this is the most beautiful part of it.
Yes,
and
it is.
We need to embrace our uniqueness in this world.
And celebrate it.
Exactly. And to not be scared to be who we are.
That's it. We just have to have courage. And what I would tell you all is, have fun.
Absolutely.
Those 4.5 days that we're going to be there, it's all, our feet are going to collapse. I'm sorry, I'll be smelling like Vicks, I promise you. You know, we'll collapse. But the beauty of it all, which you'll all see, is you'll come out of with beautiful friendships. You'll each be selling each other's works. We'll all be feeding each other food. and we'll all be laughing and giggling together. And I think that, to me, is the beauty about being a collective gallery. I think if I was doing it as a solo artist, I'm not sure if I would last 4 days on my own. As you know, I'm a people's person, but I love the fact that we're so different. And I love the fact that some of you will bring your kids to the get to it, and please do.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Artists are always kids welcome. Always kids
husbands
welcome.
As well.
And husbands, okay, we'll allow them. Husbands and boyfriends all allowed, and mentors allowed, and all of it. But you know, to me, you might see my parents and my grandfather. So hey, but I love it. I absolutely love that. The kids are running around and they're having a great time. There's workshops, there's talks. World Art is just 4 days filled with activity. So yes, our feet will kill us. But we walk out. I walk out personally feeling just grateful. Yes, when we sell, I call it the cherry on the cake. But it's the experience of meeting new people, new artists, seeing new techniques. Seeing people paint live and do things that you and I would have not thought of.
True.
No, totally agree. Yeah.
Actually, Dubai Art, World Art Dubai is like an art festival for all artists in Dubai.
And it's inclusive.
It's like art festival. It's like excitement, and you know, we could see so many different type of artworks, even sculptures.
Right.
Amazing sculptures. Amazing.
Yeah, sculptures honestly are very underrated. But the ones that we get at World Art Dubai, like I wish I could put a lot of them up, but I couldn't. But honestly, the sculptures there are stunning. Some of the work that they have. And, you know, what I love is the styles of the Korean with the Japanese, with the Indians, and then all of us in the middle.
Yes, and we are the melting pot.
We are. We are the melting pot. And I'm going to take that with a pride. And with that, guys, I would love to thank you all. And we look forward to welcoming all of you at World Art Dubai. So if you haven't bought your tickets, this is the time to do so. Please buy your tickets now at www.worldartdubai.com for the most vibrant and diverse arts fair around. And it's the biggest art fair. It's their 10th edition. And come and enjoy workshops, talks, and so much more. Please do pass by Artazar. We'll leave you the stand details at the bottom. You can just find us. I'm sure you'll hear me if I don't lose my voice again. But if I do, I have so many artists speaking for me. And thank you, guys. I look forward to having all of you with me.
Really excited to be a part of World Art 2024 with Lina Artiza.
Oh,
really,
thank you.
Looking forward.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm so glad to have all of you as well. Alina, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I'm also very excited to be there. And I'm very happy about the diversity of countries we have. So this is amazing.
I know, me too. I didn't realize it, huh? Until we started chatting on the group. And then after a second, I'm like, wait, how many nationalities are here? So it's beautiful. So with that, guys, thank you. We leave you with this beautiful thought. Come visit us at World Art, and we hope to see you there. Take care.